On the last episode of the Hypnagogue podcast, host John Shanahan said,
I realized that I was unpacking some stuff from people who I was really glad to hear from, and I'm going to start off with tracks from those.
Now let's see if he's going to stick to that. You know how he is.
Thank you.
Thank you. close our eyes and tell ourselves these lies, proclaim a peace which both denies and simplifies. To ease the pain, provide release, defend, anesthetize. We build on sand, in the rain, but in the end, nothing built on lies will remain. Of others are to blame. In falling rain we build on sand, but in the end nothing built on lies will stand.
Well, to answer that lady's question at the beginning of the show, yes, I did, in fact, do exactly what I told you I was going to do. And just to review, that was play things off of a number of albums that I've received recently from people that made me go, yay, I got an album from fill in the blank. And of the 11 tracks that we have on this episode, 9 of those were from those people. The last 2 were not. I know this is thrilling so far, isn't it? Let's talk about the things that you heard. We kicked off with Tom Eaton and Vin Downs off of their new release, Until the Light Was Gone. Very beautiful album, which I knew it would be. You put those names together and it's just going to be good and it's going to be deep and it's going to sound great because Tom is a fantastic engineer. And then on top of it for this track, you throw in Captain Flugelhorn himself, Jeff Oster. And you just know it's going to be good. That track was called Kaleidoscope. After that, Michael Whalen, his new album is called When the Rain Learned to Sing. This is an interesting album. It is Michael's return to kind of just piano. And part of this is him facing turning 60. Each of the tracks on this album, he really took his time putting together, allowing them to kind of breathe and become and organically grow instead of trying to like cram an album together. And he did say that, you know, it was the prospect of turning 60 that made him a bit pensive. And in fact, in honor of that, the track I played for you was 60 Times Around the Sun. After that, Chronotope Project. Now, again, you would think that if I was a clever podcast host, after I had played Kaleidoscope by Tom Eaton and Vin Downs, and I realized that I had an album called Kaleidoscope, I would have put them one after the other, which I did not do. But we can pretend I was thinking creatively like that, because Chronotope Project's new album is called Kaleidoscope, another fantastic album. That track was called Spirit Walk. I mentioned recently that Philip Wilkerson had sent me several releases all at once, which I was happy to receive. I played something for you a little while back, and I decided to grab another one off of his album called Just Mountains. And from the album called Just Mountains, I really had to pick the track called Not Mountains. Yeah. Because I found that very humorous. After that, Max Corbacho. Oh, my friends, if you would like an album to just wrap around your noggin and go away for an hour or so and feel so relaxed and just glad that you gave yourself that time, this is the guy, this is the one. Max's newest release is called The Gentle Continuum. It is a splendid album. And that track was called Passage to the Luminous Now. I always make a happy sound when I get a new release from Loneward. This time out, it is called Paradox of Silken Stars. That track was Transcending Dimensions. Steve Roach and Serena Gabriel have teamed up once again. Is this the second or the third time? I would have to go look, and I'm not going to do that right now, but I'm always glad when they do. It is called Entering Elysium, and the track I gave you was First Rays. Igneous Flame also had sent me a couple albums, and again, I dipped into something from one of them a little while back, and then I grabbed this album, Sky Swim. And that track was Blue Silver. Radium 88's latest is called Beauty Is Lies. Kind of interesting. I think there are a couple of tracks on here that are remakes or rethinks of earlier Radium 88 tracks. I know that there's an alternative version of one of my absolute favorite tracks from them, which is called Blindside. The original is a very big and raw and powerful thing, and there's a stripped-down version on the album, which is great. You should go listen to both of those. But what I gave you off of Beauty Is Lies is a track called We Close Our Eyes. Artificial Waves came after that. This is the first of the two tracks that was not necessarily recently received from people that I went ooh about. Their album is called The Complexity of Simple. That track was Morning Twilight. And then I got a little bit lazy, but when I did that, I did you a favor because I gave you 15 minutes of sensitive chaos. That track was called Fast Driving Open Road, and that is off their release Closer to Home. You know, I'm at the stage in this game where I get to the end of the playlist and I go, I should probably just shut up now. I really have nothing else to say to you. Again, subscribe. You probably already are. You've all been here forever and a day. I'm going to come back again with new music real soon. Might be 2 weeks this time. Life is kind of catching up with me right now and slowing me down a little bit. I'm cramming this together on a Saturday night before the Thursday release coming up to get that out to you. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I like to keep in suspense. That's a reason for you to keep checking your podcast feed. See, if you subscribe, you don't even have to just keep checking. It shows up. Anyway. Hey, until next time, my beautiful friends, you know what? I bid you all peace and power.